This morning, Diane Vivian, who is, well, set up Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Trust. There's now 39 groups around the country looking at some of the issues for grandparents who are in this situation of suddenly finding themselves having to raise their grandchildren. And I'm sure for most of them it's a bit of a surprise and a bit of a shock that they have to do that. Obviously, there's a financial cost.
Yes, there is a financial cost. As you can well appreciate, I mean, raising children today is, you know, it's expensive. There's no two ways about it. And we've got a lot of our members that are on their super. So when you look at grandparents who are on their super, plus throw into that mix 1 to 10 grandchildren. Now, I will tell you that we have got families in the Auckland area that are raising 8 and 10 grandchildren.
Wow.
And they are situated in the West Auckland and the South Auckland area. It does come at a cost. The grandparent, under those circumstances, can get what's called the unsupported child benefit. Now, the unsupported child benefit is issued through Work and Income New Zealand. That, for a 15-year-old boy, we will take as an example, is $195.96 a week. Now, that's got to cover every aspect of his life. It's got to cover his clothing, his shoes, his school fees, his school uniforms, his food, glasses should he need them, medical treatment, everything that child needs to exist. It's not a great deal of money. So you can appreciate a 15-year-old boy would probably eat that amount in a week, especially the way they grow today.
I mean, grandparents too. I mean, you're okay if you're in your 50s and your 60s, but older as well, your energy levels are starting to decline.
Absolutely, they are. We're getting tired. And of course, as I said to you earlier on, you know, this is hard caregiving. We're dealing with some fairly traumatised children. So as we're getting older, we are getting this natural health issues, which could be your hearing's going, your eyesight's failing, you've got a heart condition. And of course, under those circumstances, the grandparents, what we are actually hearing, if Johnny needs $7 to go on a school trip, Grandma will give Johnny that $7 and not pick up her repeat prescription for her diabetes. So that is a concern. Who cares for the caregiver? Big question.
So they're actually sort of sacrificing some
of
their
needs. They're sacrificing a lot. They're sacrificing a lot. And some of them are sacrificing eating a proper meal so the children have got food.
There's other aspects, because often when you reach this, you know, this age of grandparents, there are other issues that you're dealing with, and perhaps this, your spouse might become ill or
correct,
whatever. So, I mean, you're juggling quite a lot of balls.
They've got a lot of balls that they're juggling in the air. Absolutely. We've got a lot of grandparents who will be also caring for the mentally unwell mother of the grandchild she's raising, or the father. We've also got a lot of grandparents that are also caring for their own elderly, frail parents. Mm. So they really, under those circumstances, are the meat in the sandwich. And aren't they wonderful?
Do you think there should be more government support?
Absolutely. If we were fostering these children, we would get the same basic UCB benefit rate that I talked about, but we would get add-ons, and those add-ons could be school fees paid for, it could be quarterly clothing allowances, birthday money, Christmas money, and other things that can be negotiated. You know, I mean, because a child came from a broken home, it doesn't mean that he or she needs to leave a broken life.
So I mean, just looking at the issues for grandparents, from your experience, I mean, you hinted at teenagers that's a challenge. I mean, it's a challenge for any parent.
I know.
But for grandparents, what are some of those special issues when they suddenly reach the teenage years?
As I said to you, angry children. They blame themselves for their parents not wanting them. They blame the grandparents for having taken them in. They're just angry children when their issues haven't been addressed. Their physical strength. What also I'm very disturbed, I've been hearing from a number of members just of late, the children, the teenagers, are using standover tactics to the grandparents. They are demanding, they are yelling at them, they are pushing them around. And that's pretty hard to deal with. I mean, most of our grandparents will go out of their way to pick the children up to make sure they're safe, taking them to their school balls or dances or whatever, and be there to pick them up afterwards. It's a challenge for any parent, let alone when you're elderly and you may have your own health issues.
Is that something new that you're starting to see?
I think this is a natural progression of the age of the organisation as we're going through time. It probably always has been there, but it's never been uncovered. And I think this is just part of our organisation learning curve as we're growing older.
Talking this morning, grandparents raising grandchildren, and well, it is, as we have said, it's a big challenge in many situations, but there are some positives with it as well, and we'll move on to some of those as we continue with Diane Vivian.